This is Live in Studio C, here on 91 Classical, Nashville Public Radio. I'm Colleen Phelps. Local ensemble Chatterbird has taken on its most ambitious project yet with a commission from local composer Wu Fei. Fei and several members of Chatterbird, along with oud virtuoso Shanir Blumenkrantz, have brought a preview of this piece titled Hello Gold Mountain. Chatterbird, welcome to Studio C.
Thank you for having us.
Celine Thaxton is the artistic director. Celine, tell us the origin story of this project.
Sure. We have worked with Wu Fei as our composer in residence for the last 2 years and featured a big concert of her works last season. And we knew we wanted to work together on a larger scale project. This was a topic that Fei was fascinated by, very interested in as an immigrant herself in the United States. And it was an inspiring history for us, and it was something that I thought we both agreed bore relevance to what is happening in our world today with a global refugee crisis. And so this was just a way for us to use our talents to highlight these stories and honor the memory of these refugees, and also highlight the work that organizations in Nashville and around the United States are doing to support immigrants and refugees in our communities.
So you're going to hear some instruments that you're used to hearing in Studio C. You're going to hear piano and even vibraphone we've had in here over the last few months. You're going to hear some pipes that have been trimmed to size. Jesse Strauss, can you give us a little demonstration? Actually played with a bow here. And you're going to hear the guzheng. Fei, tell us about the guzheng.
The guzheng is a 21-string Chinese zither. It's about 5 feet 5 when it sits on two stands flat. The history goes back to at least 2,500 years. And each string underneath, there's a bridge supports the string. So it covers 4 octaves, and I usually, the right hand plucks the right hand side and the left hand to create vibrato like this, or bending the pitch. That's what it sounds like.
And can you tell us a little bit about the...
Yes, and Hello Gold Mountain's other featured solo instrument is called the oud. It dates back at least 3,500 years. Ooh, even 1,000 years older than the guzheng from ancient Egypt.
And Shanir, you win.
And so our oud musician, Shanir, has brought his beautiful oud from New York, and we would love to hear some of the sound from the oud.
Shanir Blumenkrantz on the oud. And Maeve, we're happy to have you here on the piano, even though we didn't ask you for a demo. We're going to hear you now. This is Shanghai Dark Sea, a movement of Hello Gold Mountain by Wu Fei.
Thank you.
Shanghai Dark Sea from Hello Gold Mountain. Chatterbird Ensemble members Jesse Strauss on percussion, Maeve Brophy at the piano, along with Shinir Blumenkrantz on oud, and composer Wu Fei singing. Rabbi Mark Shifton is here from Temple Nashville. Rabbi, this is a personal story for you, the story behind this piece. Can you quickly tell us the story of this community?
Well, I'm honored to be here, and I'm here, that is my life, because of the courageous action of my parents and their families who fled from Nazi Europe to the only open port at the time that was receiving Jews, and that was the port in the city of Shanghai. My parents met there, married there, spent the duration of the war there in the Shanghai Jewish ghetto, both under the Chinese and the Japanese periods of internment, and came to America in 1947 to San Francisco. So for us, the Shanghai Jewish community was a sustaining force in our family's survival of the darkness that fell on Europe.
Faye, how did you learn about this story? Because I've read my World War II history and I had no idea.
I was born and grew up in China, Beijing, China. I also had not learned about this history at all through most of my youth time. Until I came to the States, I was a big fan of public library, especially their documentary film sections. So one day I was looking into their international film, documentary film selection, and I saw a film titled Shanghai Ghetto. And I said, what is that? And then I saw the photos on the cover, and it looked from a wartime with obviously the Shanghai Chinese people and Jewish people. It was just very international, but from a wartime. So I decided to check it out, and that was from 2006. It was more than 10 years ago. And I brought it home and I watched it and I cried like a baby the whole time. Besides the story, it was made by two documentary filmmakers who were also children of the refugee family that fled from Europe to Shanghai and then came to the States eventually. So from that experience, and I start to discover and check out more books, and I was completely stunned by the history itself and the fact that why didn't I know about such a significant piece of history that had a lot of to do with also where my origin is and where my adopted country is, and just everything came together. So I wasn't thinking about writing a, composition, but, things for an artist always, like, it's part of our body, and somehow one day, boom, there's some trigger comes out, and all what we have absorbed in our body that came out when things, the temperature, the soil was ready to have a composition. So it's just been a long time. And throughout that time, I met friends who were also very close, who became very close, who were also children and grandchildren of the Shanghai Jewish refugee families from in Shanghai, in Beijing, in New York, in San Francisco, in L.A. So as our project kept developing, we keep receiving emails and letters and from all over the world. Even to yesterday, someone always had met someone. So, oh, I know someone. I met a family in Beijing. One of them, they're a part of the history. So it's just been a tremendous, a journey for me.
Rabbi Shifton, I know this is the first time you're hearing some of this music, but what do you hope Nashville can get from this piece of art and this story?
Well, let me say first that this music is just stunning and very soulful music. And at the same time, simultaneously calming and sorrowful and meaningful. So it's very touching. You know, I think for my parents, I know that making it to Shanghai was a miracle for them. They were completely uncertain of where they were. They left the places of the highest heights of Western European culture and came to a place that was as foreign to them as they could have imagined. And yet for them and for 20 to 40,000 others like them, it was the place that allowed them to survive and their people to survive, despite all the obstacles they faced. So to hear these tones and the spirit and the sentiment they evoke is incredibly poignant and touching to me. And the fact of the matter is that as it was for my parents fleeing from imminent danger and harm, this forms a bridge to today. No one leaves their homeland by choice. They leave it by and large because what they fear there is even more fearful and dangerous to them than making the journey to the unknown. And yet, at some point, that journey becomes more important, more crucial to their survival and the survival of their children than anything else. So to make that bridge from decades ago to today is most touching and most prescient in terms of where we are as a nation today as well.
Faye, the combination of instruments in this room is fairly emblematic to the story. Can you expand on that a little bit?
Yes. The guzheng is actually just an ancient zither from a lot of part of Asia. And there's the Japanese version of the guzheng, the zither, and they're all cousins. And then there's a version in Korea, in Mongolia, in Vietnam, in Thailand, in Malaysia, in Indonesia. They're all over. And the oud is all over Middle East and North Africa and Europe. And so geographically, our strings have covered at least two-thirds of the globe. And in the music, very beautiful way to connect our civilizations together. So people really, the need to celebrate together, celebrate beauty together has gone a long way back. So I felt our instruments not just represent what actually just one place. It's really, it brings so many people together when they see us play and reminds them the home sound, the sound of home. So I think, and also as Rabbi Shifter mentioned, that at that time, the very high European culture, when they his parents escaped from, it was the glorious Western classical music. And it was, and then choosing a classical ensemble also symbolizes what they were actually, their cultural life, musical life. It was the height of, you know, Schoenberg, Webernberg, and they were all doing this most, you know, envelope pushing, leading Western classical music was happening in Vienna, in Germany, and at that time. So, we really have covered a lot, I think, musically. It's just a beautiful unison together.
And we'll hear these two string instruments together in this next piece. You titled it Hofangshan, the Chinese Schindler.
Yes. During my research, I discovered there's this Chinese guy named He Fengshan. He was the general consul stationed in Vienna at the time during the war. He basically disobeyed his senior officer from Berlin by issuing, who knows, thousands of visas to the Vienna Jews to go to Shanghai. And he didn't tell anyone about what he was doing. And later, when the Second War ended and China's civil war broke out, so he also, him and his family, had to escape as well. And they ended up in San Francisco. And he passed away in San Francisco at a very old age. So his daughter, a year after his death, was sorting his archives and found out what her father had done. So I felt, and I started to study his origin, and he was born and raised in the Hunan province near the beautiful Dongting Lake, and which the place has a beautiful folk music tradition there. So I decided to sing a feature of a folk, beautiful folk song from where Mr. He Fengshan was born and raised, and then weave into a song with chenier on the oud. So we felt this is to dedicate to him.
This is He Fengshan, the Chinese Schindler, from Hello Gold Mountain by Wu Fei.
Thank you.
Hofeng Shan, the Chinese Schindler, from Hello Gold Mountain by Wu Fei, performed by the composer along with Shaneer Blumenkranz on oud. Hello Gold Mountain will premiere February 23rd at the Blair School of Music at 7 p.m. and tickets are currently available. The lobby of Ingram Hall opens at 6 for an exhibition with more information about the story of these refugees. And if you'd like to hear even more, there's also a lunch and learn at the Public Library downtown on Thursday, February 21st. For more information, I think maybe the Facebook page?
Sure. There's a Facebook page where you can find the panel information. You can also just go to hellogoldmountain.com. And it's got all of our events listed there. So
great. Next week, Fisk University faculty member and contralto Gwendolyn Brown will be in the studio. In the meantime, for another inside look at Nashville's classical music, check out our podcast, Keeping Score. Catch up before a new episode releases on Monday by listening for free anytime at 91classical.org or wherever you get your podcasts. Thanks to the Tennessee Arts Commission, the Metro Nashville Arts Commission, the Community Foundation of Middle Tennessee, and the First Tennessee Foundation. Our engineer for the program is Carl Peterson. I'm Colleen Phelps. Thanks for tuning in to hear Middle Tennessee's classical music here on 91 Classical.